Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. We need to remember that each new day comes fresh from Father. Throughout the Bible, death is likened to sleep, and of course resurrection is likened to waking in the morning. This being true, the reversal of the analogy would certainly be very appropriate. So every night, when you and I close our eyes, it's like a death. And since none of us are even promised tomorrow, each new morning is sort of a resurrection from death. Each new morning is a new beginning, a fresh breath of air. William Law wrote beautifully regarding this similarity when he said, "Receive every day as a resurrection from death. As a new enjoyment of life, meet every rising sun with such sentiments of God's goodness, as if you had seen it and all things newly created for you. And under the sense of so great a blessing, let your joyful heart praise and magnify so good and glorious a Creator." William Law wrote that in 1728. A lot of mornings have passed since then, and you and I get to enjoy them now. Let's celebrate each day, enjoying the rich life that Father has given to us. In Romans chapter 14, Paul said that some, who are weak in faith, observe special days unto the Lord, while those who are strong observe every day alike unto the Lord. Every day is a day of worship. Every day a day of celebration. Religions have holy days. Nations have holidays. But you and I, who truly know the Father, every day is a holy day. And every day a holiday. Celebrate life. For truly you and I trust in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Remember that God has given you this day as a gift. Enjoy it. Compliments of Father. Soak it up. His daily bounty. Savor every minute of His life in you, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Even in the trials of life, look to their corresponding contrast. You'll surely find it, and then by faith, rejoice in the midst of it. In 1929, Percy Dearmer wrote The Legend of Hell, exonerating Father's name by dispelling the myth of everlasting punishment. A few years ago, we reprinted that book. Dearmer was also a hymn writer and publisher. He commissioned and introduced to us probably his most famous of all his published songs, "Morning Has Broken." Cat Stevens popularized this song in his 1971 rendition. Now, for your edification and enjoyment, here is Cat Stevens singing the song of morning praise called "Morning Has Broken."
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden's all play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing.